Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hour number three, live in L.A., it is The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. If you're just turning us in, which people are prone to do, bounce around and on their radio and TV viewing, Jason McIntyre joining me. The Deshaun Watson settlement has come down. Initially, it was a 6-game suspension by Sue Robinson, the retired judge, the arbiter. Immediately, Roger Goodell came out and was unhappy with it and said it was predatory, we'll look for more. So he positioned himself to his advertisers, the TV networks. Roger Goodell saying, I'm going to go public. I want all the people that I do business with to know this is not enough, and I'm outraged. Then it got quiet for a couple days, and then Deshaun Watson and the NFLPA said, okay, we'll go to 8 and give you $5 million, which is a big fine. And the NFL looked at it, and obviously, they still weren't happy, and they negotiated. Peter King said earlier the NFL wanted a minimum of 12 games. But in negotiations, you have to give some, right? So the $5 million fine is historically significant. So there was a lot of Roger Goodell has to protect the league, advertisers, you know, the fans. 50% of NFL fans are women. You know, there's a lot of stuff here that Roger Goodell, I don't think Roger Goodell this morning is happy, but as Paul Tagliabue, Peter King noted this an hour ago, all's well that ends. And it's after today, we'll get back to mostly talking football. And the suspension gets him off the Tom Brady game, gets him off early part of the schedule, gets him off the Bills game with Josh Allen, and his opening game, and gets him out of the facility until October 10th. The Browns have announced this morning, basically it's just Jacoby Brissett's team, is that the first 4 games are very winnable. Cleveland favored in all of them. It's Brissett's team going forward, And, you know, Deshaun Watson's not taken any snaps in the last two preseason games. So Deshaun just a while ago spoke to the media and talked about maintaining his innocence.
I mean, it's a tough situation, but at the end of the day, I have to continue to make sure that I'm around as much as possible as I can be, and just continue to put in the work and let, you know, support the guys that's around, support this team. You know, I know these guys are going to do very, very well. We're all professionals. We all here for to do a job and to accomplish a goal, and that's win games. Mm-hmm. I'm moving on with my career and my life, and I'm continuing to stand on my innocence. Just because, you know, settlements and things like that happen doesn't mean that a person is guilty for anything. I feel like a person has the opportunity to stand on his innocence and prove that, and we prove that on the legal side, and we're just going to continue to push forward as an individual and as a person. Like I said before, I think, I can't remember who asked that question earlier, but I know who I am as a person. I know how I was raised. I know how I interact with people, and that's what I... All I can do is continue to prove that and show people that. And the people that don't know me, whenever they do come in contact with me, they will know that.
All right. Nobody has 30 masseuses. That's just not the way it works. It's creepy. It's predatory. It's inappropriate. And there's a reason that the NFL PA and Deshaun Watson agreed to pay a $5 million fine, the most ever for a player, and miss 11 games. There's a reason. I don't think the NFL wanted a lawsuit. I think they believe he should be suspended for 12 games to the year, but the problem with the lawsuit, it keeps it in the news cycle. That's the problem with going really hard and saying, nope, we won't back down. It's going to be a year. A, you can lose a lawsuit, and B, it's in the news cycle. And, you know, I've said this for years. Everybody who's never run a company is an expert on how to do it. Roger Goodell runs the biggest front-facing company in America, where on an average weekend, 50 million to 70 million Americans are watching his product. It's hard. A lot of the times, the biggest issues with Goodell is how to hand out punishment for really bad actions by human beings. It's hard, and they've whiffed a lot. But I do think they've learned from it, and in this instance, I think the NFL clearly, between the $5 million fine, the 11 games, them wanting more, got mostly what they wanted. It's not going to start the season. This is not going to be a playoff team. It's not going to be on TV nationally when they start playing great games. He's off TV. And this is the way sports works. Once the games start, we talk about the games. There's no lawsuit to keep it up there talking about it. Leagues just don't want that. So all's well that ends, and we can argue about it. There's not going to be a lawsuit. They agreed to this stuff. I still contend that Deshaun really wanted 8. The NFL wanted the season but would deal with 12. And then you just get down to up all night with lawyers litigating and talking, and this is what they end up with. So, listen, in terms of Deshaun saying he's innocent, all right, well, no criminal charges, but it's bizarre, creepy, predatory, inappropriate, and when the Browns decided to give him a guaranteed contract, fully guaranteed, at like $230+ million, that ticked off the league. It ticked off the other owners. Cleveland did not have a lot of support outside of their building, and this is where we are today. They're a fourth-place team to me. The over-under has dropped from 9.5 wins to 8.5. I would bet the under. I think they're a 7-win team, and if Amari Cooper gets hurt, they're a 5-win team. That's where they stand today. There was this story that this happened yesterday. I didn't get to it much. LeBron James signed a 2-year deal with the Lakers for $97 million. He's made a lot of money in his life. He's stacking money on top of money. LeBron has made over $1 billion in his life, either NBA, shoes, apparel, his production company, and the Lakers roster is still awful. James Harden took less money because he wanted to win. Tom Brady continues to take less money because he wants to win. Patrick Mahomes took less money on his first big deal because he wants to win. Chris Bosh, D-Wade took less money for the Heatles. LeBron's going to get paid the most he can get paid. So I congratulate him on that. He certainly earned it. But this roster is awful. And according to Jovan Buha of The Athletic, the primary issue for LeBron James is that privately he knows unless they land Kyrie Irving, this is not a championship team. Listen, it's not close to a championship team. I don't even think they are with Kyrie Irving. I said this morning, if you took the best roster in the NBA, the Warriors, and the Lakers and combined them and said, okay, let's go to the top 10 players of these. And availability matters. I'm sorry. You got to come to work for me to love you. Steph is the game-changing player. Just won finals MVP. Steph's your player. I put LeBron and Anthony Davis second and third with the caveat they're hurt all the time. Then I'd go Wiggins, Clay, Draymond, Jordan, Poole. I'll put Westbrook there out of respect, although he's going to get traded and be on his fifth team in 5 years. He has fallen off a cliff, bad hands, can't shoot. Kayvon Looney in 10, any of the young Warriors. Could be Wiseman, could be Moody, could be Jonathan Kuminga. They are all inside the building, loved by this staff. That's where you are. So to me, if you got a Kyrie Irving, then it goes Steph, LeBron, Kyrie, Anthony Davis, somewhere there. Then all of a sudden you're viable. But it doesn't solve it. You've got no bench. Also, we just saw this. We just saw that Harden, Kyrie, and Kevin Durant couldn't get out of the first, second round. And that's in the East. Historically, the West has been better than the East. So congrats on taking all the money. And you know, LeBron is, when he came to L.A., I said, it's mogul stage. There's three stages of like an NBA star's life. There's the show-off stage. The windmill dunks. LeBron would chase down people and block their shots. It's the, hey, there's a new guy in town. I'm going to put on a show. They're dunking in warm-ups. They're chasing down people on blocks. It's the show-off stage. LeBron had that in Cleveland, no titles. Then there's the, okay, I want to actually win because the media is crushing me because they think Michael Jordan's the best, got six. I got nothing. So then you move, and that's the time to win some titles. Maybe take a little pay cut. I got to win some games now. And then he won two titles, went back to Cleveland. L.A. was the mogul stage. Got my money, got my legacy, got my rings. Time for business. And LeBron has been great. His crew is smart. I know a lot of them. They know what they're doing. He's made a lot of money. And I don't think another championship, frankly, matters. I really don't for LeBron. He won two in Miami, came home to Cleveland. He won in L.A. It's not going to change anything. So LeBron's takeaway is, what's the point? I'm gonna take it. Listen, Kobe Bryant took every penny to the end, so I'm not blaming him. But the reality is, if LeBron really wanted another championship, you just take less money and go get some players. Because Kyrie Irving, Harden, and Durant in the weaker East couldn't do anything. So LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Kyrie, two of the three LeBron and AD, at this point, let's be fair with LeBron. If I said this morning, 65 games, you would take it to the bank today. If I said Anthony Davis, 60 games, wouldn't you take it? 80. If I said you're going to get 60 great games from Anthony Davis, you would take it in a second. So,
Colin, can I give you a working theory?
A working theory, sure.
The only reason LeBron signed this deal is because he knows Russell Westbrook is getting shipped out of town. The Lakers have a deal ready to be made. It just hasn't been announced, hasn't been completed yet. That's the only reason LeBron would sign the two-year deal to stay in L.A.
That he knows.
He knows Russ is gone. Whether it's before training camp, during training camp, whatever, he knows Russ is gone. Whether it's the Indiana deal or Kyrie Irving, the only way LeBron, remember, they started negotiating about a week ago. He sat down with the Lakers. And there was a little quietness, then the Chris Haynes report, and now two-year deal for LeBron. It's something. Kyrie camp has been very quiet lately, Colin, and you just wonder if Kyrie's satisfied that he knows it's over for him in Brooklyn, and he's got his
listen,
deal.
LeBron, Kyrie, Anthony Davis, I think is going to end up being a lot like Brooklyn. Wild optimism, limitations due to health, age, and egos. But I will say this. Kyrie fits with LeBron. LeBron got – the Lakers had a first or second most open threes in the league. Why? LeBron gets shooters the ball. He got Ray Allen the ball. He got Kyrie the ball. He got D-Wade and Bosch the ball. He got Kevin Love the ball.
Yeah.
He got Westbrook the ball. Westbrook can't shoot. So Kyrie's a great fit for LeBron, but I've seen this act before. Stars, chemistry, injuries, older. Go back to the Warriors championship this year. When you start looking at those games, remember the Jordan Poole game off the bench? Remember how valuable Kayvon Looney's rebounding was? You remember Robert Williams, the role player at center? You start looking at these championships, and it's not just your frontline guys. Like, Brooklyn had no bench. So you're asking Durant to play 45 minutes. They couldn't get out of the first round. So I think if that's true, Kyrie, LeBron, AD, you can beat anybody on any given night. But it is the idea, and LeBron again, LeBron's able to assimilate chemistry very quick. I mean, he and AD worked in like two nights. So LeBron would make it work to a higher degree than any other star in the league would make it work. And I think it's fun to watch. I do think Kyrie, AD, and LeBron on any night, you can go out and beat the Warriors on a night. Are you going to beat them four times in 2 weeks? No, because you got to have a bench. And the Warriors bench is now going to be Moody and Kuminga and Wiseman and Jordan Poole. That's better than the bottom of the league starting five. That team's more talented than the bottom five teams in the league starting five. So, but in Los Angeles, the Rams are great. The Dodgers are great. The Chargers are stacked. Lincoln Riley at USC. LAFC is good. We got a beach, mountains. Clippers should be good. You got to be competitive. So if I'm Jeannie Buss, I'm thinking, what do I give a rip about draft picks? What do I care? Kyrie, LeBron, and AD keep us in the front page of the LA Times. They keep us on talk shows. They sell out our arena. They absolutely sell out. So there's value to that. Like, I get it. I get the Kyrie Irving, give up two picks, get Westbrook out of town. I'd watch. It'll be fun to watch. LeBron's already played with Kyrie. They play well together. They really do play very well together. And Kyrie, to his credit, acknowledged, it was my bad. I wasn't mature enough to handle it. So if I ran the Lakers, would I give up two firsts to get Kyrie? Probably would. Can you get Westbrook out of the room? Can you get that toxicity out of the organization? I'll give you my two picks. I would make the Kyrie deal.
So you're bringing in toxicity and Kyrie Irving.
But yeah, but it's different. Again, a prime example. If you and I were really good on the air together, but we may not love each other, it works. You know what I mean? Like, if you work at work, if guys, the way guys are, if our business is good, we compartmentalize it. We don't have to be best friends. Yeah. If LeBron and Kyrie didn't get along in Cleveland, they won a championship, and they weren't getting along at the end. I can't speak for women. I'm just saying, guys, if our work is good with another guy, even if we don't love him, it's fine. It doesn't have to be perfect. LeBron and Kyrie are going to play really well together. I don't worry about that at all. I just think this idea, I've seen the Orlando thing. You're not going to have a bench. Darvin Ham's a rookie coach. The Clippers are going to be back big. So is Denver. And the Warriors are the class of the league. So let's just don't. But here's what'll happen. It'll make big news. It'll be fascinating. They'll get on TV a lot. And we're going to make the same mistake we did with Brooklyn. We forget bench and chemistry. You go to the finals, Boston, Golden State. That chemistry, that defense, that bench, because Kyrie didn't play any defense. None. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Sunday, don't miss your chance to win $10,000 of Terry Bradshaw's money on the Fox Bet Super 6 app, where 80,000 winners have won over $6.5 million to date. Scan the QR code, download the app, and enter your six picks into the Ravens-Cardinals preseason contest for your free chance at the jackpot.
This is interesting. So the 11 college presidents and chancellors who make up the College Football Playoff Board of Managers met yesterday, Monday, talking about the future of college football, the playoff system, and reshaping it. Here was the interesting bite to me, because you know I love college football. A source told ESPN the general feel among presidents and chancellors was they're leaving too much money on the table, and they got to have a playoff, and that much of the obstruction an objection to it was not grounded in reality. The obstacles were more performative than real. Folks, college football has been living in fear forever, and it's hurt the sport. I remember when college football writers, the pandemic hit, they wanted to cancel the season because they were afraid so many players were going to die. They're 18, 19-year-old athletes. Give me a break. Oh, those fans in the stands, they're all going to get COVID. You're sitting in an 88-degree sun. Sun kills viruses. Fear has governed college football. It governs so many people's lives. 40% of Americans never leave their area code. Fear. I heard this for years. Oh, if you have a playoff, the kids, what about their tests and midterms? Everything's online. Has been for years. I know kids that play college baseball. They take all their classes online. They travel too much. So it's 2022. I've heard this before. Oh, college football playoff. It'll make classic rivalry games less special. So if Alabama's number two in the country, Auburn's eight, and they meet in a 12-game playoff and it knocks Auburn out, you won't watch the game? Michigan, Ohio State. Buckeyes are three. Wolverines are nine. Knocks them out. You're not going to watch that game in a 12-game? And by the way, what if they do play again? You're not going to watch Michigan, Ohio State? Years ago, look it up. Michigan, Ohio State played in a game. It was a wild shootout. And I think, I don't even remember who won. I think it was Ohio State won. LSU and Alabama ended up playing again for the national championship. And people were outraged even though Michigan and Ohio State were not as good as LSU and Alabama that year, because they wanted a rematch of Michigan-Ohio State. We like rematches. We like them in boxing. We like them in UFC. We like them in the NBA. We like rematches. It's not going to make Auburn-Alabama less special. You think people in the South are going to wake up if they play a second time? I'm not watching. It's the college football playoff. They already played. It's not special. Folks, you're not going to watch Ollie Frazier 2? I watched Nate Diaz-McGregor 3 times. Didn't they fight 3 times? I know I watched the first two. Good is good. I'm watching good, even if it's a second time. NBA Finals, NBA Playoffs, 7-game series. I watched all the Celtics-Warriors. So it's all fear-based. The idea that if Michigan-Ohio State played a second time, first of all, many of those games will be elimination. Michigan's finished out of the top 12 multiple times in the last 20 years. So, a prime example, the NFL this year added playoff teams. And people were like, it's going to water it down. So let's go to the NFC. They added a playoff team. What happened? Niners and the Rams played in the final week. Niners had to beat the Rams, and they did.
Amazing.
That wasn't good. That was the best last week of football. Last year, week 17 was unbelievable. Or did it count as week 18 because of the bye? In the AFC, the Raiders had to win 4 straight. The Jags had to beat the Colts. And then it came down to the Raiders-Chargers game, which was one of the best games of the year. Raiders won, they got in. So in the NFC and the AFC, more games didn't dilute it. It made it more exciting, more people in the party. So, all this stuff about the playoff, it's put a 12-teamer in, use the bowls and the venues now for games. The idea, all this fear about, oh, players can't play during COVID, fans shouldn't be in the stands, the kids won't be able to go to class. Ooh, what if Michigan and Ohio State have to meet twice? You, as a Buckeye fan, I'm not going to watch. It's just not as special. Really? You ever go to a restaurant and it's great? You won't go again? Well, I'm not going to go for another year. This is good as good. Put it on my television. I'll watch. UFC, boxing, NFL, NBA, I don't care. There's so little special in the world. A college football playoff would be special. The 12 best teams, a couple of them may meet a second time. Not the worst thing that happens. By the way, you go watch the March Madness. You got teams playing 4 times in 1 year. You're not going to watch Kansas. You're not going to watch Duke and Carolina. If they go through the tournament, meet again in the finals, it'll be less special? No, it'll be more special. The game will mean more. Who cares if they met twice in the regular season, once in the ACC tournament? If they met again in the finals, you wouldn't watch.
Well, remember, they met in the national semifinal. Duke-North Carolina was incredible. One of the best games of the season.
So it's all this fear-based nonsense. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
This broke about 15 minutes ago. Todd Bowles spoke to the media. It's a weird story. We don't have answers, but Tom Brady's kind of missing from training camp.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. He left earlier this month and was going to be away until after preseason game 2 to deal with some personal issues. Todd Bowles is asked about it and is not thrilled to be asked about it, and he gave kind of a non-update. He said, we'll see. We'll talk about it next week. I'm not concerned about it right now. We're trying to practice against Tennessee and play a game. I said, sometime after Tennessee. There's no definitive date for me.
Okay, so this
we'll keep in touch and find out. There's no panic button being pushed.
Okay, Brady, a picture with his family about, I saw it on the internet about a week ago. Beautiful wife, beautiful kids. And his whole thing was family time matters. So Brady's got homes in Montana, up in Yellowstone. He's got homes in Palm Springs. He's got homes in Costa Rica. My takeaway is he retired. He made promises to his family. He unretired because the Miami thing kind of blew up. And his family's like, hey, you made promises to us. So Brady says, listen, I'm going to give you like 17 days. We're going to go and just have the time of our life. Then the kids, by the way, go back into school. And Giselle kind of put her foot down and said, listen, it's family time. These kids are getting older. They're not going to want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
And so I don't take anything from it. And I think the preseason, as Sean McVay proved years ago, is for veteran quarterbacks, completely irrelevant.
I would agree with 93% of that, Colin. That's a great... listen, I didn't put that together in my head, but you just did, and it makes all the sense in the world. That being said, Tampa Bay fans are kind of freaking out because talking about a team with an offensive line in tatters, 3 offensive linemen down. Yeah. The receiving room is very spotty. Brady had retired for a month.
So
there's a lot of questions in Tampa.
Okay, time out. So I'll do the pro Brady argument. So Evans is out, Godwin is out, Tristan Wirfs is out, and Ryan Jennings is out, and now Tyler Johnson's hurt, and Russell Gage.
What good am I?
Why would I come back to practice if none of the starters are there? I'd rather have Kyle Trask work with the backups.
Yeah.
So it's actually, the argument is perfect for Brady. Listen, until our guys get healthy, I'll come back and give you four great practices. That's all Tom and Mike and Chris and Tyler and Wirfs need. I'll give you four great practices, and then we'll be, at this point, but the idea that Tom has to come in and play with scrubs who aren't going to play in the season, what's the point?
Tampa did sit 29 players in their preseason opener. 29. Guys just did not play.
Listen, you're a young guy. You do what you want.
Thank you.
You're going to reach a point in your career where somebody says, you're taking 2 weeks off, and you're going to take 2 weeks off. And that's the way the game goes.
You know, my wife might be watching right now. We're trying to plan a vacation.
Mrs. McIntyre, time to put a foot down with this guy. Screws around a lot, has a lot of free time golfing. Those days are drying
golf today
up.
After the show.
Yeah, I bet you are.
All right, Colin. Next up, earlier this offseason, Marquise Hollywood Brown publicly requested a trade away from the Ravens, and he ended up with his guy, Kyler Murray, and the Cardinals. Of course, they went to school together at Oklahoma. Sunday, Baltimore and Arizona face off at 8 Eastern on Fox. Despite most of the starters sitting out, it gave Hollywood Brown a opportunity to address his trade request, Colin. Here's what he said.
It's about happiness. I mean, you know, I want to feel like, you know, I'm a part of something to win. I mean, at the Ravens, I just feel like sometimes they really didn't need me. Like, regardless if I was there or not, they're going to win games. And, you know, I love the game too much. I want to be involved.
But for the record, this offense is very Lamar-driven. And tight end driven. So it's tight end running game Lamar driven. He's a star receiver and says Arizona is not. It's Kyler and wide receiver driven. And DeAndre Hopkins is out, suspended for 6 games. Mm-hmm. I get it. It's not a shot at anybody. But I do think one of the things, the narratives that I've heard is when you get these running quarterbacks, free agent wide receivers are not going to go there.
Right.
Right? Like Lamar, you can draft him, but a free agent's, like, that's Lamar's team. It's a run-first team. So I get that. I'll tell you this. Arizona, woo, they have got nothing but weapons.
Just a quick note on Baltimore. I think, you know, they're listening to that, and, you know, he said, they didn't need me. Well, you know what they needed? Him to not drop passes. I saw a stat that he led the AFC, Hollywood Brown, in drop passes last season. Remember, a couple bad ones against the Lions, a couple touchdowns. All right, Colin, third story. The NBA. Kawhi Leonard missed all of last season after suffering a torn ACL in the playoffs the year before. Kawhi had reportedly been making good progress, but yesterday Ty Lue gave a worrisome update saying he doesn't know whether Kawhi will be ready for the season opener. Now, my buddy sent me a text. The Lakers open against the Clippers out here at Staples. I'm lobbying to get to that game. Kawhi may not play, Colin. Are you kidding me?
Well, nobody watches the NBA in October, November.
They watch the season, the first
December.
Week of the season.
Nobody's watching. Yeah, I don't care if he plays.
The season opener, you're not watching that?
I mean, I live in L.A., I'll watch it. But I'm saying it's not. The bottom line is Kawhi going to be available second half of the season and in the playoffs? If the answer is yes, I couldn't give a rip if he doesn't see the floor in October or November. Do not care. But March, April, May, June, I need him to play every night.
All right.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
So per Adam Schefter on Deshaun Watson, 11-game suspension, $5 million. According to Adam Schefter, Deshaun Watson has to comply with evaluation and treatment options of a third-party behavioral expert to be reinstated. So his reinstatement is contingent with his treatment. If he does not comply, he could face further discipline. So read into that what you want. I don't know. I've never been in that kind of treatment, so I have no idea necessarily how that goes or what that means. But the NFL, I think, mostly got what they wanted. Cleveland now not playing Deshaun preseason, not playing him in the opener, not against Brady, not in the big TV games. They will not be a playoff team. And they got closer to what they wanted, 12 games of the season, than to what Deshaun Watson and the NFLPA wanted, no games or up to 6 games. So, again, Deshaun has to comply with evaluation and treatment options of a third party. He could face further discipline if he does not comply. So it's currently 11 games and a $5 million fine.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
So it's interesting, the Deshaun Watson story came down. To me, the NFL wanted to get Deshaun Watson out of the news cycle and off TV this year. So he's allowed to play week 13. It's interesting. So week 13, what a coincidence. You have two headlining AFC games that you would put on CBS. Mahomes and the Chiefs against Burrow and the Bengals. Russell Wilson in Denver against Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. So those are going to be two headline games. They'll get massive distribution on CBS. So the Cleveland-Houston game, a CBS game, the NFL, mark my words, is leaning on CBS. Don't air it. Air it in Cleveland and Houston. We don't want to see Deshaun Watson. So that weekend, CBS has the AFC. They have two massive AFC matchups. Mahomes-Burrow, Russell Wilson-Lamar, That's going to get 99% of the distribution. That game, NFL, they are in constant communication with us at Fox, ABC, ESPN, CBS, Amazon now. Constant communication. They are constantly working their schedule. There's also Miami at the Niners, Colts and the Cowboys. So those, if Fox gets one of those games, I don't know the schedule right now. NFC, you've got the Cowboys playing a playoff team, level team, and Matt Ryan and the Colts. The Miami offense, former coordinator against Kyle Shanahan, his former boss. So, by the way, Chargers Raiders is playing in the AFC. Okay, so you know who's going to see that Deshaun Watson Cleveland game, Houston game? Nobody. Carr against Herbert, Mahomes against Burrow, Russell against, boy, Russell and Lamar, I can't wait to watch that. That's one of the games of the year. Two of the game's great kind of, you know, playmakers at quarterback. So those three games, you're going to get no distribution. No distribution. And I when I look at the schedule, having worked alongside the NFL for years, there's never been a league that is more meticulous with their schedule and their TV games. They know exactly what they're doing. They move free agency and the draft. They extended it because they knew they'd get more free talk on the air. March was a dead month for them. They move a little free agency. Now, instead of college basketball and golf tournaments, March is an NFL month. April, they extended the draft. Why? Because they wanted 5 days of coverage, not three. They've figured this out. Games on Sunday, games on Monday, games on Thursday. Now they have a streaming partner on Thursday. So the NFL knows exactly what they're doing, and you go to week 13, they'll lean big on CBS. We don't want this puppy distributed anywhere outside of Cleveland and Houston. What do you know? Three classic AFC matchups. You know, Fox should get one of those, because for years, our lineup was so good at Fox NFC that we had to give up games to CBS. It's about time you sent a few back here. Why don't you give us that Charger-Raider game here on Fox? I'm all for that. All right, NFL, NFLPA have reached an agreement. 11-game suspension for Deshaun, $5 million fine. And that has been the story today. We're supposed to get Nate Newton, three-time Super Bowl champ, multiple-time Pro Bowler, 14 years in the NFL. They nicknamed him the Kitchen. The great Nate Newton's supposed to be around the corner. Dodgers-Brewers, Discover Card key matchup. Banks can be complicated, but discover.com/redeem rewards. They make it really easy. You redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That is discover.com/redeem rewards. So story broke the minute we went on the air, about a minute before, and we have spent most of the day sort of reacting to it, that Deshaun Watson, 11 games, an agreement, NFLPA. There were threats of lawsuits. So, I mean, this is one of these situations where you can be critical of whoever you want to be critical of, but this is what negotiations are. You ask for things you're not going to get. And you know, so the NFLPA, Deshaun, it really went in steps. The NFLPA, never forget this, before Sue Robinson handed down her suspension, remember this? The NFLPA and Deshaun Watson side announced they would take whatever suspension was given. Remember that? Because it was leaking, it was not going to be a long suspension. So it comes out as six. Then Roger Goodell has to come out and say, I'm outraged, it's predatory, it's not good enough. Sending to his advertisers and his fans, we are really unhappy. Then he hires a former AG that works with a league in Jersey. That scares the NFLPA side. Well, this guy already works with the NFL. Six games isn't enough. So they come in and Watson's side says, okay. We'll give you $5 million and it's eight games. And the NFL's like, you're getting closer. NFL wanted 12 or the season. But I believe the NFL said, you are not playing against Tom Brady in the game of the week. You're not tarnishing his brand, our brand. That's the game of the week. But not if you don't play. So you're not playing in that game. And so he's eligible to play in week 13, the week after Cleveland faces Tom Brady. They didn't want him near that game because Brady games are on Fox. You know, they're often our 4 o'clock game. They're our big game. So I think the NFL basically got him off TV now, got him off week one. got him off the Brady Josh Allen games. Those are national quality games if he plays, and they'll get him out of the playoffs. This is a 6-7 win team. So I think that's where we are right now. He has talked about it. He's going to have to go through some counseling, as Adam Schefter reported earlier, to see if, you know, if he doesn't do that and that doesn't go well, they can suspend him longer. So I don't really look. I mean, we're all losers in this. There's no winners in this. But it was very obvious watching the gamesmanship in all this. Nate Newton now is joining us, one of the great Cowboys of all time, three Super Bowls, six Pro Bowls, and Nate is joining us watching the, I imagine, are you at the Chargers-Cowboys joint practice right now, Nate?
Yes, I am. I mean, boy, it is beautiful out here, Mr. Hurd. Is it the Hurd or Mr. Hurd or Colin? Which one is it? Is it Colin Cowherd? Which one is it?
Nate, you can call me whatever you want. I will say this. I always worry when we're talking about the coach before a season starts. And you open up with Brady, and you open up with Burrow, and everybody loves Dan Quinn. Would you be a little uneasy that we're already banging on Mike McCarthy, and it's the preseason?
As a coach, you don't have time to think about it. You have to go out and do what you have to do. But as media guys such as us, yeah, we thinking about it, because is they setting this up for a future coach? Is they bringing these players in? What is it going to take to keep him here? And what is it going to take to get him out of here? I mean, and when your owner come out and say the things that disturbs me during the opening ceremonies, the thing that disturbs me is everybody's asking me about my coach. Well, we didn't leak that out. That had to come from somewhere, and it didn't come from the media.
17 penalties. They led the league last year. Nate, I don't mind occasional defensive penalties, but it does worry me. I don't remember the Aikman-Nate Newton Cowboys having a lot of penalties. That's a lot, Nate, and that's a lot of offensive penalties, is it not?
A lot when it's coming from your offensive line. Three with the left tackle, two with the left guard. That's too many, because one guy's your left tackle is your swing tackle, and your left guard is a potential starter here if he can continue to grow in training camp. So that is a worry that we finished with last year, and all of a sudden we're starting with it this year. Oh, man, don't show that photo on TV. That's nightmarish.
Yeah. Listen, there was Antonio Brown said the other day, have Jerry Jones call me. He can be kind of a toxic guy, but if CeeDee Lamb got hurt, your receiving core is really thin, Nate. There's a lot of unproven stuff there. Would you roll the dice on Antonio Brown?
No, I wouldn't. What they need now is stability. And if you're going to go out and get a veteran guy, it's other veterans out there. I love Antonio Brown. I have personal relations with him through Deion Sanders, but I've seen some of the things he's done, and when we need him the most, he cannot. He's been known to let you down. So, Antonio, love you. No, sir, not with the Dallas Cowboys.
Amari Cooper's gone. Dak's record without Amari, his passer rating's in the 80s. Nate, Amari's a route runner. He's a technician. Are you concerned they don't have one of those on the staff now in the receiving core?
We don't. And what we're trying to do now is they're working CeeDee Lamb overtime on his routes and making sure that he's that guy. But until you understand what a number one receiver means and the responsibilities that you have as being a route runner, he has to be able to run out of the 9-10 routes in the route tree that we want you to run 7 of them excellent and the other 3 good. So he has to learn that. And I've talked to him personally. He says time going, he will get better. And he knows that's one of the things he has to work on.
How much, in your opinion, Nate, does Zeke have in the tank?
We're going by the back that I saw at Ohio State in the first 2 years with the Cowboys. I think he's probably about 70% of that, maybe 80% of that. But I think what he may have lost as far as the explosion, I think he's gained. And it's the same thing I'm talking about, his quickness, his vision of the field, to understand what is going on and how to read the defenses a little bit better. I think Zeke has a lot left. But I think you feature Tony Pollard early in the year, so Zeke can be more of a threat during at the end of the year if they can get good enough to be in the playoffs.
By the way, you're at the Justin Herbert Chargers practice today. Have you gotten a look at Justin Herbert? Any thoughts on that?
You know what? For a guy that a lot of people just question coming out of school, you know, that dude is a beast. He's a beast, and I think he's beginning to understand what is asked of him from his team. for us being an iconic player. Man, if he can start lighting it up out in L.A., boy, he's going to be the next Hollywood easily.
Yeah. By the way, didn't your younger brother play in the NFL for a while?
Yes, sir. The Newton brothers, man. Timothy Newton, drafted in the sixth round by the Minnesota Viking nose guard. Started out at the University of Florida as a linebacker. Ed his way into a nose guard.
How about that? You look great. You're always in a good mood. Cowboy Charger camp. Thank you for coming on the show with late notice. I appreciate it.
The Herd.
Nate Newton, the Cowboy great. The Kitchen, they called him. All right, so the show today was kind of overwhelmingly discussing Deshaun Watson, 11 games and $5 million fine in a really good division where chaos means losses. So it does feel like to me Cincinnati and Baltimore, double-digit win teams. I don't know what Pittsburgh is, but they'll be a tough out. If they're not a playoff team, they're competitive. Cleveland today to you, what does it look like?
You kind of sold me on the 7-8 wins. When I initially started looking at it, Colin, you know, there's a case to be made that maybe they go 4-0 to start the season. And then you get that fifth win and they're 5-6 as Watson comes back and saves the day at the end of the season. But it looks like a tough ask, a very brutal schedule for the Cleveland Browns.
A lot of elite quarterbacks. And listen, Jacoby Brissett is what he is. We've seen this is not a surprise. He's going to complete about 60% of his throws. His passer rating is going to be 82, 83. You can certainly win if you have a running game. But Cleveland's secondary issue is they really have one dependable wide receiver. And even if he stays healthy, I mean, listen, when Baker had OBJ, David Njoku, Jarvis Landry, that offense passing the ball, and Baker's a better talent than Jacoby Brissett. So I think it's a very thin receiving core. They've lost, I think, their center for the year. I think the season's done. It feels very, very 7-10 at best for me.
Their number two receiver's Donovan Peoples-Jones. Are you familiar with his work?
Didn't he have some drop issues?
He did have some drop issues.
Yeah. All right. J-Mac, great stuff. Speak for Yourself is around the corner on a busy Thursday. Next. I have this Sark story for tomorrow, so when you come up here, you can take that. Yeah.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit Slack.com to get started.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.